Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, it's like we didn't even try to come up with a tradition. The tradition is we overeat.
Hey, how about at Thanksgiving we just eat a lot?
We do that every day.
Oh, what if we eat a lot with people that annoy the hell out of us?
Oh, he's the anti-family.
Previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
A little roasted roastiness.
It's definitely like a better sweet.
Yeah, right off the bat, I'm getting...
Like, we gotta make some beer to go with all this cheese.
See how clever they are?
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. That's right, I'm back, bitches. It's
back,
Chris in
bitches.
Dallas, Texas. And joining me is...
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
And Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And for this week's show, we are talking turkey.
Gobble, gobble, bitches.
This is our Thanksgiving episode, so we're doing...
Three turkeys talking about beer.
Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving theme for our fermentation conversation this week. We're actually trying a beer that most of you won't be able to try. We're doing...
Yep.
Mike and Ty's Super Alpha Male Pale Ale.
Sweet.
Super Alpha Male Pale Ale. There we go.
Yes. We're giving thanks.
Yeah, we're giving thanks.
Yes.
To Mike and Ty for their hard work. In
this is my first brew. I'm very excited. This could be epic. This could be epically bad or not half bad.
Yeah. All right.
We'll see.
Well, you were in good hands, so I'm sure that...
Yes. Yes, sure I was.
So then we'll move into some hop topics, and then for our tasting flight this week, Mike, what do you got?
Oh, for my tasting flight this week, I found some Harpoon Grateful Harvest Cranberry Ale from Harpoon Brewery.
Sweet. Toby, how about you?
What's more Thanksgiving than cranberries?
I'm going with Lagunitas Brown Sugar.
Sweet.
You know.
Love me some.
Very Thanksgiving-y.
You can't have a Thanksgiving with no brown sugar.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Yeah.
On your glazed ham.
Yeah. And then I'm cheating this week.
Cheater!
Apparently the middle of the country isn't very festive when it comes to Thanksgiving.
I screw those pilgrims.
Although they're festive as hell when it comes to Christmas stuff, because I've been seeing holiday beers everywhere.
Yeah.
But I am going to be trying, and I have a feeling a couple other people might join in with me this week since everybody's got this beer. The Sierra Nevada Northern Hemisphere Harvest.
Sweet.
From Sierra Nevada Brewing. And then I think we have a special tweet this week.
Yeah.
Backwash and Last Call. And you know what? I forgot to mention one other thing. After the Hop Topics this week, we're doing an extra special segment on our first review. We're going to be reviewing the Brewmasters TV show. So,
bitches, brew review.
That's right. All right, I don't know about you guys, but I'm so ready to drink some beer.
Yeah.
I'm just thirsty.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah. Since the fermentation conversation.
Fermentation conversation.
That's right. Yeah.
It's a collab.
For our fermentation conversation this week. That's right. It is a collaboration between the Beer Coasters Brewery and what's Ty's Brewery again?
Schaefer Brewing Company, I believe.
Schaefer Brewing Company.
Sounds like a beer company.
This is
Let's call it the Beer Coasters Beer and Ale Project.
Nice. This is Mike and Ty's Super Alpha Male Pale Ale.
That's right.
And I'll let Mike talk a little bit about it. So since he is the most intimately involved.
Yes, very intimate. Mm. No, all right.
Close.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about my beer. Mine and Ty's beer. It is a 6.87% ABV. With IBUs of a whopping 87.
Sweet.
Jeez. That's right. We don't mess around. For malts, we use Pale, Crystal, and Maris Otter. For hops, we bittered with Magnum hops and used the Super Alpha hops from New Zealand. Hence the name of the beer.
Mm-hmm.
Was used for aroma as well as flavor. This is my first time brewing. It was much more of me just kind of following instructions here. But I'm very excited about it. Can't wait to try it. Beer Advocate doesn't know what they're missing. And Rate Beer would love it because it's hoppy as hell. Let's crack it. Sweet.
A pop
I don't hear any. We're probably going to have to do a fairly aggressive pour. Maybe not. We'll back off.
On the keyboard.
On the keyboard.
Oh, yeah. I got about two fingers.
On the mouse, I'm getting...
Ooh, very clear.
Yeah, I didn't get much head at all.
Check that out.
Maybe you should have poured aggressively then.
I poured semi-aggressively. It's carbonated, though.
I got that
perfect...
Yeah.
You know, because I'm using my Sam Adams glass.
So am I.
It's right at the perfect blue line.
That's very nice looking.
Why, thank you.
It's like an amber reddish.
Yeah, it's that nice copper color.
Yeah.
Lots of bubbles.
Good description.
Lots of bubbles.
Very clear.
Mine actually, I would say mine, it's fairly good head retention on this.
Yeah. I still got it. Oh, about two fingers.
Yep. Same here. Well, I mean, I have about a finger, but it's sticking around.
Smells clean.
It's clean, but it's I get almost like an apple.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like an apple core. Kind
toasted.
Of smell, kind
yeah.
of hard, I guess.
I was totally going to say like a bright fruit aroma mm-hmm. to it.
Mm. Like a toasted apple.
It's got some dirtiness in there, some funk. That
yeah, a little grassy earthiness. A little bit of funk, yeah.
And I still have a finger and a half ahead here.
I'm dissipating a little bit.
Dude,
getting ready to take a sip.
Yeah, you guys dissipate. I'm gonna sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Great mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's got a nice zip to it. The apple's coming through in the flavor too.
Yeah, there's a lot of maltiness, almost like apple seeds. You know, like if you were to crush an apple seed or chew on an apple seed, it's got that, you know, like a malty apple.
That real astringent, bitter, like, bite.
Yeah. It's bitter. It's got a really good, I think it's got a good dry finish. Yeah. It's kind of hard to talk about this because it's like I want to, you know, I helped brew it. So it's, I don't want to sing its praises too much.
It's super,
but can I say that I am very surprised so far?
Very bitter.
Yeah,
it's very bitter. It's 87.
Yeah.
I figured, you know, with a name like Super Alpha Male Pale Ale, it couldn't be too weak.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some interesting funkiness going on in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was really interested when I saw the Super Alpha hops. It wasn't something that I at least I don't remember having it in another beer, so I wanted to kind of check it out.
It's like there's almost a perfumey aftertaste. It's like a very bitter, and then the sweet perfuminess is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like real grassy too, like real like sour grass, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's got that bitterness that just kind of hangs on the tongue.
But it's like, it's a good bitterness that isn't too, it isn't too astringent. So it's not like it's like hitting you too hard, but it's nice and powerful.
That was weird. I kind of got a weird, like almost like a smoky lemon when I just kind of breathed in.
Yeah, there is a weird smokiness. It's like a peaty smokiness, sort of. Mm. Maybe.
And then I wonder, we did use what I forgot to mention, that we used the Irish moss.
Okay.
Yeah. In there. And but you shouldn't add anything to flavor. I guess
super
just
clear.
Kinda, it's pretty clear. I'm really surprised in actually how clear it is.
Do you know if it was second fermented? Did he put it in a second fermenter?
Yeah, you put it in a secondary. And also, I forgot to mention that we use the White Labs yeast.
Oh, right.
I forget exactly what one that we used. I'm going to have to check on that. But
not bad.
Tasty.
Well, obviously, the food pairing this week is kind of a gimme. So, you know, we're obviously going to pair all this stuff with turkey.
But what part of Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh.
Something with cheese. Something with really creamy cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this would go great with maybe not a blue cheese, but something like a really strong, creamy cheese.
You know,
because the bitterness and the how it like it's nicely carbonated.
Je ne sais
too,
quoi. So. Jade makes this for Thanksgiving. She makes this creamed onion dish. And it's like pearl onions and cream and
nice
and you know, got that onion bitter to it. And I think that would go well with this.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, even like if it was with the meal, I really think that like a mashed potatoes and gravy kind of thing with that kind of creaminess.
Yeah.
And the butter and the potatoes would really.
Some biscuits.
Kind of offset that. It would be. Yeah. Would, but yeah, like a buttermilk
biscuit. Some
Pillsbury
Grands.
Very nice. Yeah. Nice.
That was the bomb, dude. You can't have Thanksgiving dinner without Pillsbury Grands.
Well, there you have it, folks. This is Beer Coaster Mike and Ty's Super Alpha Male Pale Ale.
Sweet.
Beer news from across the country. This is Hop Topics.
Chris won't talk about it. Like you hit, here you go.
So, for our hop topic this week, just wanted to kind of go over some of the stuff that you had talked about last week, and then we're going to move into kind of a new segment.
Did I mention that I added caffeine in my beer as well?
Yeah.
In the brew? What? I forgot.
So, this is the follow-up, and before we
just
do this,
kidding.
I really wanted to thank Brittany for stepping in last week and
yeah, and, totally.
Help us out. Really appreciate that.
So the subject really came through in the 11th hour of the podcast. We appreciate that.
So the thing that you guys talked about last week was the kind of decision to ban caffeinated alcoholic drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Something that while I was listening to you guys talk that sort of struck me was everybody seemed to be jumping on the bandwagon of, oh, well, you know, how is this going to affect brewers putting coffee in beer and all this other stuff? And we need to protect that sort of thing. And my personal opinion is the actual process of just putting caffeine into the beer needs to be protected. Like you guys, Mike, you specifically said that you were okay with them banning it if it's, you know, the banning of the artificial, just the caffeine being put into it. And I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm not okay. Like, as long as it's labeled correctly and as long as people understand what they're buying, you know, I won't buy it. But, you know, we talked about this when the, what was that? The Beer Wars video documentary was floating around. Because there's a big section of that where there's the girl that's trying to get the, she has this little startup company, which this obviously crushed her.
Mm-hmm.
But she had the startup company where she was creating a beer that had caffeine infused in it.
Yeah.
My big feeling on this is, look, if you want to go out and you want to buy a caffeinated alcoholic beverage, as long as you are fully aware of what's in it, you should be allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I
did want to say that when I thought about it after, and actually having any kind of ban on that stuff is just, it just doesn't make sense at all, because, you know, you're not having the freedom to have the creativity to do what you want to do. And if they start stripping things away, like, hey, you can't have artificial caffeine, you can't have this or that, and, you know, it could get to the point where you can't have any of these, you know, certain adjuncts that, you know, whatever, if they think it's unhealthy, you know,
right.
which doesn't make sense to me, because they can pass something that, oh, caffeine, because it's unhealthy for you. It's fucking alcohol.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing that I wasn't really kind of taking kind of the whole thing into perspective, and I don't think they were either when they went to go pass this law, because they have taken, I think the day the podcast was released, they took this Loco or Four Loco. I think was like off the shelves, like I think like the day
it's funny because I went into a local beer place here that I go to all the time, and I was talking to the guy there, and they had pulled it from their shelves, not because it was banned, but just because of the element that it was bringing into the store.
Oh, I can imagine.
Hmm. Which I found interesting. The riffraff, as he described it. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to, just like if you sold nothing but Mickey's, you're going to get a certain crowd in there, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's this thing with the Four Loko. The people who are buying the Four Loko stuff is not buying a six pack of the Founder's Breakfast Stout, no. You know, to go with it. It's a very different.
Or going out of their way to seek out the Mike and Ty's Super Alpha Male Pale Ale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that's some rare shit right there.
That's right.
Yes, you feel privileged.
And I got another bottle, bitches.
So yeah, I wanted to jump in there for a minute and give my two cents, since I haven't been here for the last couple weeks.
Well, that's good, man.
We miss your two cents. Duly noted, sir. Duly noted.
So you guys want to talk about the Brewmasters show?
A Brewmaster.
Introduce our new segment.
Yeah, our new little segment, which I believe.
That's a really cool song.
Yeah.
Is it going to cost us any extra? Because I'm pinching pennies, man.
Nice. Why don't we listen to that new song now?
You got to pay the full amount when it counts.
And now back to Beer TV.
Great party, George.
Yeah, but now we just need to make some beer to go with all this cheese.
All right.
Yeah, new segment.
Welcome to BTV. This is our new segment. The Beer TV segment, where we talk about television shows revolving around beer, which is basically Brewmasters.
And the occasional History Channel show.
Yeah. So for any of those of you who don't know, I'm not sure why you'd be listening to this podcast if you don't know that there's also a beer television show now on the Discovery Channel called Brewmasters.
Brewmasters.
As it stands now, the show's basically hosted. It's kind of a documentary style, but the main character, so to speak, is Sam Calagione from
which we've been mispronouncing this whole time
for the longest time.
We apologize, Sam.
From Dogfish Head Brewery. So, what did you guys think?
It was cool.
Yes, it's really cool. I mean, I'm excited to see, you know, what they do with it, and the fact that there's a, you know, there's going to be a whole series on anything to do with beer. You know, I'm all for.
Right.
You know, on the flip side, it's a very Discovery Channel formula type show.
Yeah.
I was thinking
from what
about
I've seen, at least with this episode.
For a little bit of background on what Mike's talking about, we had seen some. There was a little bit of Facebook back and forth going on with, you know, what people thought about the show. I like the show. I think Sam is a great personality to have as a host.
Yeah, perfect personality.
Yeah,
for it.
He's great.
Yeah,
I do hope that in the future they branch out and aren't just covering Dogfish Head. As much as I like that brewery, I would like to see other breweries get some airtime as well. Yeah.
I think he will. I have no doubt that he's going to be kind of traveling around to different, you know, breweries and brewmasters and stuff to do that. It can't just focus on Dogfish Head. That just doesn't seem right to me.
I mean, you could right. even have like more collaborations and stuff like that. Like here they focused on Bitches Brew, and now this is like this huge thing, and they're expecting, you know,
which, you know, in and of itself is a collaboration. I mean, it was a collaboration with Sony. So
Sony, right.
Right.
So I could see this show like creating hype behind certain beers, and I don't know, it might get a little like trendy or whatever, like, oh hey, you got Bitches Brew, you know, because it's on TV and whatever.
Good.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, anything, if it brings more attention to craft beer, I'm kind of all for it. Even if it's kind of, hey, these beers are trendy or this brewery is trendy, I don't really care, as long as, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, craft beer is getting more attention, and that's good for everybody. You know,
that's kind
except of the big breweries, but
that's kind of why I wasn't bothered by how you guys were saying the Discovery Channel formula. I mean, you see that stuff on History Channel and on, you know, all of those big networks. They have these reality type shows, and I knew that was going to happen. I knew it. I was like, watch, there's going to be some sort of a reality thing where they have problems and with mishaps and whatever. And I thought
they have to, though. I mean, if it was just strictly informational, it would be boring.
Right.
There has to, I mean, it's an entertainment show. It's not an information. It's not an infomercial. It's meant to entertain. Right. So there needs to be some sort of drama there.
But speaking as far as information goes, and we were talking about Sam being kind of the perfect personality for it. He's got like that laid back kind of surfer attitude and voice, but he's
in super contrast, knowledgeable.
He's very knowledgeable in the history of beer and even music in that sense.
Yeah.
Which was really cool, and I found that really appealing.
So real quick, just going back to our Facebook posts, Jason Cummings wrote in and said, great to see a brewing show, and Sam is cool, but I hate the whole, okay, here's the deadline, here's the unveil format. Discovery needs to come up with a few more ideas for show themes. He said he was a little disappointed, but we'll watch them all because it's still about beer. Yeah. I agree with that somewhat. You know, it can't be, you know, a deadline every week coming out with a new beer, and these are the mishaps that happen along the way. I think there's ways to create drama that aren't just that.
In that particular episode, was very, I guess to pick another Discovery show, was like American Choppers, where it's, oh, we have this project for so-and-so, and it's got to be done in like half the time that we normally have to do it. And, oh, we're going to run into problems here and there, and are we going to make it in time? Oh, we don't know. Stay tuned and find out, you know? That whole kind of thing.
When I first started watching the show, I expected the whole season to be about them creating this one beer.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
so when they went from start to finish on one beer, because I know how long it takes to create a beer, you know, so it was like,
I mean, they said it was, you know,
I thought it was going to be much more stretched out.
Some impressive statistics that he mentioned that they were doing, the Duckfish Head's doing like 31 beers for the year.
That's crazy.
Huge. And he talked about his kind of humble beginnings of his, he had a 10 gallon brewing system.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later had a 100 gallon brew system. And then at the brew pub that he's got, that's basically his research and development facility,
which was awesome.
Yeah. I thought that was really
their
cool.
R&D lab is basically their first
their brew pub.
Yeah.
Their brew pub.
Yeah. I want to go there.
Which makes me really want to go.
Yeah. It's like 10 miles away, I guess, from the brewery.
Rehoboth, right?
It's not too far from you.
Yeah. No, how far are you
too
from?
Far, well, it's over 2 hours. I'm like over 8 hours, I think.
Oh, are you that far?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought they were all like within a couple of hours of each other over there.
From Maine to Maryland, it's like 45 minutes, right?
Yeah, exactly. All those states are tiny over there. Maine, like Texas.
Yeah.
I love the how they involve the whole music thing,
too.
Yeah,
that was cool.
And just just as much of the passion for the music. They had a band that I like, Mudhoney. When I was younger, I used to listen to Mudhoney, and they had Mudhoney songs and stuff throughout the whole show, which was kind of cool.
And they had that really cool rap group, the Painkillers.
Yeah.
Pain Relievers. Gotta keep pinching pennies, man.
Couple more Facebook posts. Toby, you want to take that one from Gina?
So Gina says, "So far, so good. I love that they introduced the rap group. If the premise is, as I understand it to be, different brewing styles and ingredients from around the world and throughout history, I think it would be good. Unfortunately, I anticipate the standard formulaic show of today that gives you just enough information to make you curious, but focuses more on the humorous and or gross stuff that I can only assume brings ratings. Even so, if it spreads the word about craft beer, I'm all for it."
Speaking of gross stuff, that raw honey that they had that actually had
bits of bees.
Chunks of bees.
They kept saying, the first time they said that, I'm like, wait, did they just say that? And then I waited a little bit. They're like, it's got chunks of bees. And I'm like, oh, he did say that. That's weird.
See, I think that stuff was cool that, you know, people that are new to craft beer that are watching the show and they're like, really? All this kind of stuff goes into creating these kinds of beers, you know? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have taken brewery tours. You know, they go to Anheuser-Busch or they go to Coors. When I was a kid, I went to the Olympia Brewery up there in Washington. Yeah. And it's like, here's our fermentation vessels and here's our mash tun and then here's your beer. You know, it's like three-step process. And then you see something like this where they've got, these, like the crazy honey and all these ingredients from around the world that they're putting into this. Just to make a beer.
Sticks. Dude, yeah. They just put sticks
making
in the beer.
Making a tea and stuff like that.
They really use
this
sticks.
And the thing about it is this is not really a normal thing, but it's what a lot of craft breweries do.
That's what I think was really cool about it.
I just think that like when they had somebody on the show that was from the, like when they brought the Sony guy in and they were telling him how they were going to do it, how much this would be blowing the average beer drinker's mind. They're just like, what? You're doing what? And this is beer? You know, I could just totally see people's minds being blown. Yeah. But then, you know, people like us that are watching it, you're just like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Oh, yeah. They're using the honey. That's cool. The bits of bees in it. That was pretty freaky, but.
I want to give credit to the Discovery Channel for just doing a show that, I mean, they said right in the beginning that it's only 5% of the beer drinking population, you know, are drinking this stuff. Never mind interested in a show about it.
It's a pretty big risk.
That's pretty cool.
Glad they're doing it though.
Yeah,
and hopefully it'll grow it. Sweet. All right, guys, ready to drink some more beer?
For sure.
Hell yeah! After all that beer talk,
sweet. Let's do it.
What goes better with TV than beer?
More beer.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Ready, Mike? Go.
Oh, yeah. It's time for my tasting flight. All right, for my tasting flight this week, I am trying Harpoon Grateful Harvest Cranberry Ale. This is from Harpoon Brewery out of Boston, Massachusetts, and also Windsor, Vermont. The website is www.harpoonbrewery.com. This is a limited edition brew. This is brewed since 2010. Yes, ooh, it's that old.
Wow.
It's the ABV on this beer is 5.9. The IBUs are a whopping 25. Ooh. Rate beer has not rated this. There's not enough on there right now to rate it. Beer Advocate users rate this a B-, and the Alstrom Brothers have not weighed in on this beer either. For ingredients, I'm going to crack it while I'm talking about ingredients here. For the ingredients, they actually got cranberries donated to them from a cranberry farm, and it's called AD Make Peace, I believe.
Cranberry donation.
Yes, cranberry donations. And the malts, they use Munich, Vienna, and Karamunich. And for hops, they use Northern Brewer.
Cool.
All right. It is
cranberry looking.
It actually bears a striking resemblance to the Super Alpha Male Pale Ale.
Whoa.
Minus the head. There's only kind of a light film of head on there. But very similar in color. A little cloudier. I think it's probably just because it's colder, though, right now. Yeah. On the nose.
Cranberries?
It smells kind of like a cranberry. There's a lageriness to this.
Hmm.
It's not a lager.
Yeah, well.
It's a cranberry like ale, mother.
There may be some hints of like cranberry. Maybe a little bit of a, I don't know, maybe like a brown sugar. But I'm getting that kind of lager smell. A little concerning. But I'm going to take a sip.
Taking a sip!
Yeah!
Very mild tartness from the cranberry. That it's not that apparent. It's kind of weak as far as any other flavors go. It's there's not a sweetness, and it's not a harsh cranberry. There's a little bit of malt in there on the tongue. There's a richer malt. Let me take a couple sips.
There's no music for that though. So
little tartness at the end. I don't know. It just barely finishes dry. Like in the middle, there's more sweetness in there. It has kind of a thicker mouthfeel, but very thin in flavor. Kind of hard to describe, I guess. That's the only way I can really think of it. It's more like almost like an amber with a little bit of like a hint of cranberry kind of thing. Yeah. If you get a chance, you want to check it out. It's Harpoon's Grateful Harvest, their cranberry ale. We're not doing really food pairings this week. At least I'm not, because this is all Thanksgiving dinner stuff. So
yeah,
check it out.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Well, hello, welcome to the West Sea. This is Toby out west. Today I am trying the brown sugar from Lagunitas.
Oh yeah,
this is Lagunitas Brewing Company out of Petaluma, California. The style, Lagunitas isn't big on styles. Sometimes they'll slap an IPA on the side of the bottle. They'll slap a pale ale. They'll slap pills on the side of the bottle. But some of their beers, they don't really have a style. They don't really fit in with certain styles. So Beer Advocate calls this one an American Strong. Rate Beer calls this one Barley Wine.
What?
You can go to Lagunitas.com. Lagunitas.com. ABV is 9.8%, bitches. For the ingredients, they use a boatload of brown sugar in each batch.
Sweet, that's it.
It's a that's it.
That's a science.
It's all brown sugar.
Right it's there. Fermented Bolo. Brown sugar. There's some yeast in there, but you know. Yeah. It's available in October. Comes out in October, so this is kind of their, I don't know, they don't come out with a new beer until January, I think, so it's one of their seasonals. Yeah. An interesting note, brown sugar was originally a failed attempt to make their old gnarly wine ale back in 1997. Boatloads of brown sugar were added to the boil in an attempt to rescue the batch. The result was quite different from the old gnarly wine. So this is actually a failed attempt at a barley wine. Anyway, brown sugar, ale. Oh, Rate Beer gives it a 96. Beer Advocate users, B+. The Bros, an A-. Ah, cracking it. Whoa, watch
out. I can say that I have had this beer, and it's one of my favorites from Lagunitas.
Wow. Yeah, this will be a first for me. Woo. So, appearance... It's a reddish copper. I got about a finger of off-white frothy head. What?
I was reminding you that it was called head.
Thank you. On the nose, there's some sweet. There's a sweet like a hop. It's like a sweet hop.
Sugar baby.
Ooh, this smells good. It's like a little bit of a toasted, sugary, and I really pick up on the hops. The hops are a little citrusy, but more floral hop. It's very
some,
subtle,
like,
too.
Molasses notes?
No, not really. It's more of like a very like light, sweet, floral hop on the nose. I can't wait, so I'm going to take a sip. Okay.
All right. And that was the brown sugar from Lagunitas.
Tell it like it is, Via Costa Toby.
There's a little bit of alcohol, but it tastes like a... Here it goes, Mike.
It's beer.
What do you think I'm going to say?
Don't say if it tastes like beer.
No. Cola.
Oh, like, no. Really?
Yeah.
That's what cola tastes like?
It has a... Well, there's also that grassy floral hoppiness that finishes. But it also... There's this weird kind of cola, sugary, a little bready, almost like a dough in
cola
there.
Cola bread.
But yeah, there's a definite cola. And I almost said root beer, but it's not like root beer. It's more of like a... You know, almost like the off-brand, you know, colas. Not really like a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi. You know what I mean?
Dr. Thunder.
This is actually very tasty. Mm. I don't see barley wine with this. Maybe a strong ale. Anyway, for a food pairing, I'm going to go with Thanksgiving dinner, guys.
There you go.
But actually, I think
that's a perfect pairing.
I think ham, like what I was saying before, a glazed ham would be excellent with this.
Excellent.
And some mashed potatoes and gravy. Ooh, I'm getting hungry. Actually, the ABV on the bottle says 9.99%, and the IBUs are 51.1. Yeehaw. So yeah, that's a brown sugar from Lagunitas.
Yeah, I'm getting thirsty.
I know it's been weeks since you've gotten to take a drink.
And now representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Yeah, dude. Remember that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Are we done now?
That was back in the day.
All right, whatever.
We had a couple of cow beers we could have done a couple weeks ago, too.
Yep. Damn it. Yeah.
So for my tasting flight this week, I am cheating and stealing from Toby's region. I am doing the Sierra Nevada Northern Hemisphere Harvest Wet Hop Ale.
We give this guy everywhere in between. Everywhere in between. And he only steals from us.
Nobody the in coasts. Between likes Thanksgiving.
Nobody in between harvests anything, apparently.
Which... Except oil.
Okay.
Isn't it?
And beef.
Or harvesting beef.
So this is from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company out of Chico, California. Website is www.sierranevada.com.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's corn.
Yes.
It's all the corn. And that's where's right. all the corn going? Not in these beers.
That's right. Not in these beers.
Nice. The style of this beer is an American IPA. ABV of 6.7. IBUs somewhere between 60 and 65. The ingredients used in this beer, it uses a two-row pale and caramel malts. Yeast is a top-fermenting ale yeast. For the bittering hops, they use Centennial. And for the finishing hops, they use Cascade and Centennial. Rate Beer gives us a 97 out of 100.
Ooh.
Beer Advocate users, an A-. Nothing from the Allstroms. So,
now, is that information you're getting from this year's, or is that just in general, the Northern Hemisphere?
I think it's just in general. So I'm a poor... Well,
actually, if it's the Northern Hemisphere, then that's new to this year.
Yeah,
because it used to just be...
Yeah, they didn't the do southern. That before.
It used to just be the harvest. Now it's the Northern Hemisphere harvest.
Ooh. Well, because they do both. They do a southern, too.
Right.
We've done
but
that.
Remember
one.
Last year, they had the Southern Hemisphere and then the regular harvest. There, I think there was a lot of confusion with people, and now they have the Northern Hemisphere. So, whatever.
Yeah, the way that this works is they do it's a wet hop ale, so they're fresh hops. They don't dry them out, and they use Cascade and Centennial hops from the Yakima Valley in eastern Washington.
Sweet.
Nice. I remember a wet hop ale festival we went to. It was so good. At O'Brien's.
I want to go to a wet hop festival.
Yeah.
Go to a wet hop festival. Yeah, if you remember, the Southern Hemisphere uses the hops from New Zealand.
Right.
Hell yeah.
So on the pour, it's got a kind of orange... color, pretty clear. Nice big thick head. Got about three fingers.
Just like beer coaster.
Head on it. Uh-huh.
Thick head.
Now that's thick headed.
Oh yeah, I missed this. So on the nose I get a little bit of citrusy hops. It smells really good.
Smells like beer.
It smells like the hops. And I love the smell of hops. A little bit of grassiness to it. Yeah. Taking a sip. It's a very, very fresh tasting beer. Very, yeah, just really fresh and crisp and clean. A little bit of like citrusy fruit notes.
I love the West Coast like fresh hop stuff. It's just so good.
Getting more of a citrus sweetness than the traditional like citrus bitterness. So like an orange more than a lemon. So to speak.
Or grapefruit.
Right.
Which is my favorite. Or that Cascade. Or like Amarillo. Like grapefruit. So nice.
This beer has like... the IBUs are perfect. Like I think 60 to 65 is like the perfect...
It's the very nice range.
Yeah. It's not so bitter as to be all about the bitterness.
Yeah.
And the malts and sweetness of the barley are balanced enough to keep you entertained.
Nice.
Good choice of words. I know, I like that.
Yeah.
Are you entertained?
I am. Actually, I'm very entertained by this beer. That's my review that's for good. Today.
I like
this
it.
This is an entertaining nice. Beer.
It is entertaining.
Well, you know, Sierra Nevada, dude, I know I've said it a million times. You can never go wrong. I mean, those guys know how to brew beer, and I think like these wet hop ones that they do, top notch. I don't know if you guys have tried the estate, yep. The new Chico Estate
Spot
ale.
Spot on.
I've got it.
No, I haven't not tried yet. It. Oh, but I have to.
With the wax dips. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that beer is fantastic. I mean, it's different. It's very different, and you can taste like the soil. You know what I mean? Like yeah. You can just like taste how natural
you can taste
it is.
The freshness.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's good stuff.
Yeah, the not to mention the celebration.
Yep.
Which I picked. Ooh. I just picked up a big 12-pack of that to take to Thanksgiving dinner.
Can't go wrong with celebration either. I love this time of year.
I know. So for pairing,
I love cold weather beers.
On this one, I'm gonna go with Thanksgiving dinner.
Ding ding
That's
ding
a
ding.
Great pairing.
But something.
What? Oh, wait a minute. What?
Well, just I'm talking more about the specific part of Thanksgiving dinner. I would go with like some fresh vegetables.
The leg instead of the breast. What?
Dark Thanksgiving meat instead of white. Just turkey. Like some really good fresh vegetables, I think would go really well with this.
Plenty of those at Thanksgiving.
That's right. Those are the things that people pick around. Where are the potatoes? Where's my stuffing? Where's my turkey?
Where's my gravy?
What's this green shit? Anyway, that's the Sierra Nevada Northern Hemisphere Wet Hop Harvest.
Slice of Mango says, I want a puppy, a shit ton of sweet potato maki with extra spicy mayo, and an ice cold beer. Beer as cold as your girlfriend's heart.
It's the treat of the week! Treat of the week! It's the treat of the week! Treat, treat! Treat of the week, yeah!
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coasters email and hotline.
For our first bit of backwash this week, we're going to throw it to Crazy Dave. He made a little trip out to Vegas way. All right, Dave, what you got?
Hey, what's up, Beer Coasters? This is Crazy Dave. Just calling to let you know that I rolled out to Vegas. I went to Aces and Ales out in Las Vegas, and it was a pretty cool place. They have 15 tap handles with all kinds of craft beers, and they were telling me that they rotate those out on a weekly basis. The bartender, Eric, there was pretty helpful and knew a lot about beers and stuff and was willing to chat about beer and what he likes and what they get, all that kind of good stuff. Anyhow, definitely a good hookup and somewhere to check out, and I highly recommend the place. So if you guys, anyone else bowls out to Vegas, it's, you know, pretty easy to get to off this trip and a little bit of a journey, but it's well worth it. Anyhow, talk to you guys later. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks, right. Dave.
Thank you, Crazy Dave.
I really like his nails.
Sweet.
Very cool.
One day I'll be there. I'll get there someday.
Nice. Second bit of backwash comes from our website, www.beercoasterspodcast.com. Somebody posted
yes,
a comment
we have one of those.
About last week's episode. That was the Animales issue.
Animales.
Travis said, animals. I would have went with Port Brewing Shark Bite Red. Yum. Mm-hmm. Good job, Britt. Next time, I want to be on. And then Britt followed up with, Well, leave some backwash and maybe you will be. And she's
smiley
right.
Smiley face.
Give us a call. 339-BACKWASH. And you get on the show.
And we spell backwash special. B-A-K-W-A-S-H.
That's right.
All right. Let's move into some last call.
All right. Last call.
All right.
Pint ratings.
We made it.
Mike.
All right. For this week's pint ratings, I obviously cannot rate my own beer, just as Toby had not rated his own beer when he brewed a beer and we tried it. So I'm going to leave that one alone and go straight to my Harpoon Grateful Harvest Cranberry Ale, and I give it a 1.5.
Whoa! Ooh.
I didn't like this. There was just...
Really?
There was so much missing.
Because at 1.5, I would have thought you really liked it.
And and there was kind of a funky, stinky, lagery smell to it. And there's a little bit of tartness to the cranberry, but there wasn't anything else left in there. Like, it needed a bigger malt character.
Maybe you needed some Thanksgiving dinner.
Maybe.
Yep.
You know, I think the part that bothers me is I'm going to actually take this to Thanksgiving dinner, and I think most of the people there will probably like it. And that kind of makes me sad. But hey, sad. I won't have to drink. Huh. I won't have to drink 5 more of them, so that's good for me.
That's right. Cool. Yeah, spread the love.
Sweet. Hey, Toby.
Yeah.
How about your pint ratings?
Are we giving a pint rating to the Mike and Ty's Super Alpha Male Pale Ale?
Sure.
Yes, you are.
I say, good job, fellas. I liked it, man. I can't wait to drink the next one. Some good stuff. It started off a little too bitter, but as I got towards the bottom of it, it totally rounded out. I don't know if it was a temperature change or... I don't know. But it totally rounded out. I enjoyed it. I'm going to go with 4.5. Whoa! Bam! You rock. It's good stuff, man. Especially coming from, you know, a homebrew, I think that it's...
It's my first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Sweet.
Lagunitas Brown Sugar. This stuff is tasty, too. I mean, this is a sipper. This is... I'm glad it's only a 12-ounce bottle. I'm glad you can buy this in a 6-pack and you're not, you know, limited to just the 22. I like it, man. It's sweet. It's hoppy, but not too hoppy. It's more sweet than it is hoppy. It's got decent body. It's not too thick and syrupy. It's sweet, but yeah, it's like sweet, but it's not syrupy. I don't want to say drinkable, but I can handle it. You know what I mean? It's not like a barley wine where you're just like, okay, I need to sip this gingerly and, you know, I can't and really enjoy this whole bottle because it's way too much. I mean, it's got high ABV and all that, but I like it, man. I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to go with 4 pints on that one.
All right. For my pint ratings for Mike and Ty's Super Alpha Male Pale Ale, I really, really enjoyed it as well. I don't know that I'm going to go 4.5. I'm thinking more along the lines of 3.75. I'm like right in between 3.5 and 4. I really like it a lot. I think it...
That might be a beer coaster's first.
It's one of the things that it reminds me of, and this is going to come off wrong because it's a beer that I really didn't like, was I forget what the name of the beer was, but the long shot, Sam Adams long shot from Mike McDowell.
The like really hoppy, double IPA. You hated that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hated that beer. But
Well, thanks for the comparison.
It's like that.
All right.
A lot of people really like that beer, but no, that's what it reminds me of, but in a good way. Like the hops weren't like too overpowering.
We only used two
from there,
not fucking 17 like that dude.
Right.
Everybody.
But it was what I was hoping that beer would have been, like a little more tempered down, a little. I do think that you could probably bring the malt character up a little bit.
Yes, I think to balance it out. I definitely would.
Yeah, but other than that, I think I really enjoyed it. I mean, I drank the whole glass with no problem. So, and by the end of the segment, so it was good. I'm gonna go with a 3.75.
Sweet.
For the Northern Hemisphere Sierra Nevada Harvest, really like this beer. The wet hop style is just great. The freshness and I really, really enjoy this style. So I'm actually going to give this one a 4.5 pints.
Yeah. I think they always hit a home run with these type of beers. The Sierra Nevada, when they do the fresh hops and the wet hops and the hemisphere, like, I don't know. I just think they do a great job.
Yeah, it's just really tasty and really just fresh and refreshing and good stuff.
Entertaining.
Yes.
Exactly. It's entertaining. So those are my pint ratings. 3.75 and a 4.5. You guys got any individual shout-outs you want to throw out there?
Well, let's thank Beer Coaster Ty.
Absolutely.
For getting the beers to us. So we could try them this week, and yeah. I don't know if he knew that we were going to try them on the show for fermentation. Hopefully it's a pleasant surprise for him this week. So, we want to give Ty a shout-out. He's a
big... Happy Thanksgiving, Ty.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, and he's a big supporter.
We give thanks to Ty.
Yes, and for letting him... But he let us borrow his wife for a week, so, I mean, we got to give him props for that.
Yeah.
What?
And thanks, Brittany.
She did the show. The show.
I know.
Of course, the show. The show. And yes, and thanks. Let's give a shout-out to Brittany as well for doing the Tweet of the Week this week.
Yep. I personally want to thank Brittany because I was not in a position to do the show the past couple weeks, and even this show has been trying for me. So I really appreciate Brittany stepping in at the last minute last week so that we could still have a complete show. So,
yeah.
I also wanted to give a shout out to beernews.org. I don't know if you guys did this last week or not, but we're on their front page now as one of their featured podcasts. So beernews.org. I know we use them a lot for a lot of the information that we get, and it's nice to be on there. So,
I wanted to give one more shout out to Marty's Liquors in Newton, Massachusetts. They sent me an invitation to a beer tasting or beer dinner, and I wasn't able to attend, but I do appreciate the invitation, and I look forward to the next one if I get invited next time. So anyway, thank you to Marty's Liquors for that.
Lagunitas.com.
Alright, you can follow us on Twitter, Beer Coasters Pod, and look for us on Facebook. Just search for the Beer Coasters Podcast.
And for comments, suggestions, your favorite beer, your favorite bar, if you want to let us know about all that stuff, you can email us, backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also call our audio backwash, just like Crazy Dave did, 339-BACKWASH, 339-BAKWASH, or 339-225-9274.
Yeah. And check out our wiggity 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 website. It's www.beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also subscribe to us in iTunes as well as podcast.com.
Sweet. And don't forget to pick up your swag, stickers, stein stuff.
Oh, sorry, cut it out to you, Chris. Yeah, on the website now, there's a shop tab. You hit that and you can go right to the Beer Coast, the Cafe Press site. So I'll be making improvements.
I didn't know that, and now I'm thinking what the hell took us so long to do that? Yeah.
So over time, I'll be making changes and improvements, and there'll be new designs and stuff coming.
We
so.
Give no overtime here.
No.
Sorry.
Damn it.
On second thought,
once again, that
I'm
is
done.
Cafe
I'll see
press.
You guys next
com.
Week.
That's cafepress.com/beercoasterspod if you want to go directly to the site, or like Mike said, just go to our website, beercoasterspodcast.com, and you can click the shop link and get your swag. As always, tell your friends. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. And if you're in Las Vegas, Nevada, go to Aces and Ales. It's a great beer bar on the east side of town. They're always doing tappings of new stuff almost every week.
All killer. Great. No filler.
That's right. Tons of great stuff. Great staff. The bartenders and waitresses and the owners are all very cool people. They're bringing some great stuff to Las Vegas. And don't forget to you can find Aces and Nails on Facebook and MySpace. Cool. If you want more info on them, support your local brewery. Drink local, cause local's fresh, bitches.
Drink local, but don't drink and drive, cause that's just dumb. Yeah, simple.
Cheers.
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 Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Don't go drinking any cranberry ale.
So long since he's taken a sip. Yeah.
You gotta keep pinching pennies, man. You gotta shop it around to pay as little as you can. You gotta keep pinching pennies, man. With no doubt, so you can pay the full amount when it counts.
You gotta keep pinching your pennies, man.